If you've been to a farmer's market, you know that a dozen fresh eggs there can cost a lot more than supermarket eggs. Are they really worth it? Ross Reynolds wanted to find out, so he met up with Cynthia Lair at the University District Farmer's Market. Lair is a professor at Bastyr University, where she directs their culinary arts program.
Cynthia, what's fresh today?
Today, I always come and get eggs fresh, and this time of year is kind of... people wouldn't think eggs in the middle of summer, but in the summer is when they get the best opportunity to eat the diet that really gives them the best quality eggs. So hens actually like to eat greens, and they also like to eat bugs. And that's what makes the yolk rich in omega-3 fatty acids. And in the summertime, guess what's out? Greens and bugs. So this is the time of year actually when they're getting their best diet.
So farm-grown eggs will actually taste better in the summer because of what the chickens are eating?
Yes, and they'll be more nutrient-rich as well. If you get a real egg from hens that have been out on the pasture and had access to fresh air and the diet that they love, they taste like eggs. They don't taste like nothing.
What's the difference between an egg that you could pick up here that's fresh from the Skagit River Ranch as opposed to an egg you would buy in a grocery store?
Well, you can tell by the look of it, because when you break it open, an egg from an, let's say, an ill hen has kind of a watery white, and the yolk is kind of flat and pale. But these eggs, the white is really viscous, and the yolk is bright gold and orange from their diet, and it kind of stands up. And that when you eat it, it has a sweet taste. And when you eat a regular supermarket egg, there's just no taste at all. That's why people pour hot sauce on it.
Okay, you don't need hot sauce on these eggs.
No.
So what's a simple egg recipe you'd like to share with us, and something you might want to do with these fresh eggs from the Skagit River Ranch?
I like to really show off the egg, which means I'm not just going to like throw it in a frittata and bake the heck out of it. So one of my favorite things to do is pair eggs with greens, dark greens. That also increases the bioavailability of a lot of the nutrients in the egg. I'm kind of a nutrition nerd. So I like to make something I call bebop breakfast, which is a takeoff on bibimbap. So you take brown rice that's you've had around. You don't have to make it special. And you saute some greens and put that in there. And then you either poach or just lightly over easy your egg and put that on there, and then a little kimchi, and boom. When you break open the egg, it has that beautiful, thick, viscous yolk that makes a sauce for the whole thing.
Bebop breakfast. I bet it tastes better if you're playing some Charlie Parker, too, huh?
I think it does.
Tell me a story about this market or this purveyor that you like to share.
Skagit River Ranch is up on the floodplains, and what that means is that the rivers come and flood the area, and then when the water goes back, it's left all this mineral-rich silt. The soil there is richer than you could ever imagine. So when they grow greens up there, grass for the cows to eat or the chickens to eat or the pigs to eat or whoever's eating it, they get more nutrients from that grass just because of the area where it was grown.
Cynthia Lair is an assistant professor at Bastyr University. She directs the culinary arts program there. Lair spoke with Ross Reynolds at the University District Farmers Market here in Seattle. That market is open from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Saturdays year-round.